Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo, plus no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
The procedure only takes 30 minutes in the office. No need to use your remaining flex spending dollars before they disappear.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment!
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
30. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, just after 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams were decided by one goal. The Wolves will host Rockford in a rematch that's coming up on Saturday, December 30th at the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. John Fox could be and likely is coaching his final two games with the Bears, starting with the Browns on Sunday and then the Vikings the following week. Fox hasn't talked too much about his job status, but he does like to talk about his perceived improvement on one side of the ball.
We've done a tremendous job, I think, in reworking the defense. I believe we were 32nd in the league the year prior to getting here. I think in over this period of time, almost to complete three seasons, we're in the top 10 range. And not to say that we've been overly fortunate with injuries through these three seasons, but I think that's probably as steady of an improvement.
Neither Josh Sitton or Sherrick McManus practiced today. Baseball Yu Darvish himself shot down a report that he signed with the Cubs. The Orioles look like they're holding on to Manny Machado for now. College Hoops will have the DePaul-Miami-Ohio game tonight, the broadcast beginning at 7:45. And this afternoon in the AHL, it was the Wolves over Grand Rapids 5-4 for win number 6 in a row. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The show goes on!
Berenstain and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
So I saw this in USA Today, and I read this, and I was thinking, why isn't this a bigger deal? Why isn't this being discussed when so many teams for which we root are going to have a massive fallout from the across-the-board tax restructuring that's about to be signed? So Steve Berkowitz writes, and by the way, he's scheduled to join us at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Nice. I'll be hosting solo. I look forward to having an in-depth conversation with him about this. He says the tax bill will have a wide-ranging impact on the college sports world. Major college athletics programs are facing significant increases in the cost of already highly paid coaches and administrators due to a tax that will be imposed on the compensation of all nonprofit organizations' most highly paid employees. For example, as currently constructed, Alabama's contract with football coach Nick Saban likely will cost the university at least $1.2 million in addition to the $7.125 million in basic compensation that he's scheduled to be paid. Meanwhile, athletics departments will have to mitigate potential fallout from the elimination of tax deductions that donors have been able to receive for contributions tied to rights to purchase tickets, and the businesses have been able to receive for entertainment costs, such as taking clients to sporting events.
Hmm. That's going to be an issue.
He's just getting started.
Yeah, that's going to be an issue.
Another potential wrinkle is a change in the rules governing taxation of income from nonprofits unrelated to businesses. So in collegiate sports, this affects revenue from sports camps, which we know is huge for assistant coaches, mm-hmm. university golf courses, or sports medicine physical therapy centers open to the public. And you look at some of the business models of these massive universities, and this is how they mitigate a lot of these costs. Overall for the schools, according to a former Congressman Tom McMillan, he says this is going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars a year. It's literally half a college football playoff worth of money. So it shows you why college sports administrators are not likely to get a lot of sympathy as they go forward under the new tax rules. The college football playoff paid out $441 million last year. But like other nonprofit organizations, colleges will be responsible for paying a 21% excise tax on annual compensation above $1 million that goes to any of the organization's five most highly compensated employees. Wow. This takes effect on compensation earned beginning January 1st. It is applied to parachute payments or separation payments like buyouts.
We just talked about this. The $69 million that was paid to seven different coaches.
Add another 21% on that.
Oh, wow. So guys aren't just going to be bought out of their contracts willy-nilly going forward.
It's going to change whether or not you want to keep a guy because of the premium you're going to have to now pay to get rid of a guy. Right. So that many FBS schools, coaches and or the AD are among the institution's five highest paid employees. So they're trying to discourage seven-figure payments to college sports figures and pick up a little revenue. This is Duke Law Professor Richard Schmalbeck, who's a longstanding critic of the deduction for college sports donations that provides seat purchase privileges. In the sport of football alone,
There are 90 head or assistant coaches making more than $1 million. It's possible they're not among the respective school's five highest paid, and certain forms of deferred compensation won't be subject to it. But based on 2017 pay, 65 public schools would have faced a combined total of $30 million in tax just for their football coaches.
Wow.
Cincinnati AD Mike Bone said, we're doing some quick math on this today. This was Tuesday. He said, with the compensation being paid to Mick Cronin and Luke Fickell, it's $500,000. Iowa State AD Jamie Pollard estimates his school is facing $700,000 in additional cost. So he said that figure will have to be passed on to ticket holders and donors or taken out of the budgets of sports that are not being targeted by the federal government. It's ironic that compensation paid in those two sports by sheer market pressure will now actually generate an additional financial burden for athletics directors to try to solve. It'll be interesting to watch the new wave of creative ideas and suggestions developed by lawyers, agents, and financial advisors to try to get around the excise tax. And the project is already underway, where they're saying they're considering ways to mitigate the effects of the tax. They believe many ticket buyers will retain their seats, even with the elimination of the deduction for donations connected to these purchases. But Mark Gannis, we hear his name a lot, a sports business consultant, used to work with colleges, now focusing on pro sports, has concerned about it. He says the perceptive effect, one of the things used to market season tickets and suites, is the deductibility. The loss of the deduction may chill the sale to some people even more than the actual additional cost. So some athletics departments, even before the legislation passed, were reaching out to donors to act while the deduction remains available.
Right.
Baylor's AD Mac Rhodes wrote, we encourage you to consider completing your 2017-2018 Bear Foundation commitment and or prepaying for 2018-19 before December 31st, 2017.
There's going to be like 72 coaches bought out
this
next week.
This is crazy. Right.
I didn't even know I was on the hot seat. Yeah. They just said, hey, can we buy you out?
The guys you're considering buying out, you better do it before end of the month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it says the end of the business entertainment deduction could impact pro sports franchises. Again, this is Mark Gannis. Everyone's going to feel it. Pro, collegiate, operas, symphonies, they all sell seating rights. So this means anybody that was taking a business deduction for using... Look how many law firms in this city have United Center suites.
Mm-hmm.
And those law firms are deducting all these businesses, not just law firms. But I'm saying they're deducting, it's client-based business. Hmm. Sure, I'm paying out this, but I'm subtracting all of the deduction that I'm getting for using it as a business. And now you're not? I didn't foresee any of this. I didn't know that was in there.
Yeah.
You're talking about the big cigar smokers now.
I was going to say, some good old boys is going to be very upset with the head good old boy.
No, but maybe, well, again, they might have already done the math and saying they could say
they felt the blow coming.
Sure, they could say my compensation as CEO of this company. If you're going to drop our corporate tax rate from 35 to 21, I'm going to bonus myself based on an increase in stock price, and I know I'm going to take the hit when it comes to taking people to Bulls games, right? Or Blackhawks games.
I guess you're right. Just man, I didn't know it would affect all that. You know, I thought it was just going to stay in its economic lane as it affects us or everyday Americans. But you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. It's got to rattle somebody's cage. It's got to make someone scared about something. Because going forward, like you said, if these coaches who have these ridiculous buyouts going for, now you can ensure yourself of staying where you want to be. You can insure yourself by saying, hey,
you're not going to be able to afford to buy me out to pay
$10 million buyout. You know, you don't want me to coach these last couple of years. That's fine.
You don't get any extra money, but the schools have to pay extra money on the
That's what I'm saying.
But see, I feel bad for some of what they're saying here. The fact that the Iowa State AD would come right out.
Say, we got to get this going now.
And say that it's going to be taken out of the budgets of sports that are not being targeted by the federal government. What you're saying is the wrestling team, mm-hmm. the baseball team, the swimming team, and now you got Title IX restrictions too, where you're going to have to balance that gender-wise.
Right.
They
have to get the same funds that the rest of the teams get.
So it used to just be, hey, football's paying the freight.
Football and basketball, yeah.
They're paying the freight. But now you say, look, sorry, we got to cancel our rowing team because we want to fire a football coach. That's wild.
this from this from the 708. The tax bill needs to stick to politics.
Hey. Well, I mean, there are some who are going to say it's about time that college sports as a nonprofit had their loophole closed and now they're paying their fair share. There's some that will be celebrating this. I just wonder, once you actually see, when you get these season ticket letters and when a donor, when the big check writers,
right.
When the big check writers, and I'm going to ask about this. I need to put in a call to some people I know who are some of those people. I would like to know what kind of math their accountants are doing at the moment to say, hey. Like they're saying,
be careful
and get your payment in right now and do it by December 31st before this thing becomes in some way prohibitive. You're not getting any benefit.
This is from the 262. Cry Me a River. Collegiate sports is a multi-billion dollar industry. The same industries who asked for tax hikes by the taxpayer is complaining about taxes. Of course, they don't want to pay any money they don't have to pay they didn't have to pay before. I mean, yeah, it's going to take a major chunk out of them. Or, like you said, Dan, maybe guys will say, all right, if this is going to cost me, X amount of dollars, I will just now have my new salary be X amount of dollars plus this. And insulate yourself from whatever pitfalls the new tax bill may place in front of you as a donor or as an athletic director or as, one of the top five highest paid people at a university. I want to see how it, how it puts itself in play, how it manifests itself throughout the year. Like, who's going to get caught not being backed by their donors the way they thought they would?
A lot of schools are. Apparently, this is...
Because if you're talking about getting this, get your payments in before the year ends, I mean, I don't care how rich you are, if you're cutting $500,000 checks or $250,000 checks, I don't know if you had that budgeted before, 7, 8, 9 days out. Like, this is huge. I wonder how it affects other sports. Because we've long talked about the NFL being a not-for-profit, right?
Yeah, I don't understand what this texter is saying. Stick to sports. We're talking about sports. We're talking about the effect on sports.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, that's one of those guys who... That's their reflex whenever they think you're talking about.
We're specifically talking about something written in USA Today Sports about what this bill is going to do to college sports and potentially pro sports.
No, don't worry about that person. That person is obviously one of those people who, once they feel like they're being threatened for something that they believe in.
I don't know what he was threatening. I'm just saying that these are some, I don't care.
Well, he said, stick to sports. You have no clue how good this tax bill is for America. Stick to what you know.
Well, we're just talking about a specific segment of major college sports and potentially pro sports, right. And the people who spend a lot of money.
Decrying the tax bill because you're reading the truth about what's going on.
Best thing that ever happened to me.
That's what I was explaining to this texter who was, he doesn't understand, I think, who this will affect. Yeah, this texter.
Hey,
I know, but,
Hear me complaining? The 515 says, I've been receiving daily emails from the University of Illinois' iFund this week, reminding me of the opportunity to prepay the next 2 years of donations and tickets prior to December 31st.
Think about that. Everybody, I don't care how rich you are. We talked about the Cubs with this. They're going to be printing. I made up the term Cubs bucks. They're going to be printing money over there with the hotel and the plaza and all that. Guess what? Don't care how rich you are. You got a bottom line. You got a budget. Can you imagine me looking over your fiscal 2018, getting ready to make your budget, and somebody's hitting you up? Hey, by the way, fam, you cut that $200,000 check
this year and next year.
Can we get $400 out of you? Is that cool? Can you talk to Claire about that?
In Downers Grove, it's Box Boy on the score.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to comment that it doesn't just affect the multi-million-dollar donors to colleges or, large organizations, law firms. It affects smaller guys like myself. We buy tickets to the professional teams, Cubs, White Sox, Bulls, that kind of stuff, for our clients. And we have to pay for those tickets. And so that's going to have a chilling effect on us as well. Because, I'm not a multimillionaire, so I can't just increase my salary and say it'll offset the cost of these tickets. It's going to be really hard. Our organization isn't that big. We can't afford to do that kind of thing. And it doesn't just affect the big guys. It affects a lot of people.
Thanks, Box Boy. Yeah, another texter says, you know, we were talking about the rowing team or the wrestling team, says, what about marching bands? Says some marching bands at public schools are funded through and by the athletics department. Well, nobody's buying tickets to see the marching band.
Unless you're, you know, at a SWAC or MEAC.
Unless you're Southern.
Right. Unless you're a FAMU Rattler or a member of the Gram. Who's the greatest band in the land? Tony. Obviously, I'm only talking to you.
Is it Florida A&M?
That's the FAMU. Those are the Rattlers.
The one that had the hazing scandal.
Yeah. Yes.
And Southern is a thing.
Yeah.
I had no idea until
Southern
they made
Grambling
the tournament.
Every single year with the Eddie Robinson Classic. I used to love it because it's like Eddie Robinson is coaching in the game that they have named the Classic after.
It wasn't my guy, Eddie Robinson.
No,
it was the other
Eddie. No. Just his country, but not the same Eddie Robinson.
When I went to see an NCAA tournament game, I think it was 87 or 88, yeah. And Southern was involved, and I had never known.
Southern University Jaguars.
I didn't know the whole bit with mm-hmm. the marching band, and I said, holy crap.
It's a show.
Look what they're doing.
It's a party. It's not just. The cheerleaders.
Some dork with his sousaphone. Mm-mm, this is, mm-mm. You guys are doing work.
The full thing.
Yeah.
You get a scholarship to those schools and you trump the basketball and football players. Like you're the first trumpet or you're the first drummer, you know. Yeah. Oh yeah. You walk into the frat parties with your instrument, so to speak.
thank you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I've never been to one of those games though. My sister went to South Carolina State for a year before she got sick and got diagnosed with lupus, and we drove her down there, and I was like, oh, okay, this is what you're getting ready to get into.
They have a game here. Nobody at Soldier Field every year. Nobody comes to see the team. They come see the band.
No, the band. Yeah, the Circle City Classic, right? Is that the Circle City Classic? Obviously in Naptown, though. But I think they moved the Circle City Classic here, though. If I'm not mistaken.
Windy City Classic? Who knows? Yeah. The 630 says, I'm going to lose sleep tonight because Box Boy has to spend more money on his clients' tickets.
Nobody's asking you to.
Nobody asked you to lose sleep, asshat.
Why are people like this?
Right. We're just saying that it's not just.
Right. It's not the big boys.
Giant publicly traded companies that are buying suites. Yeah, it maybe people buy mini season ticket packages.
To entertain clients.
Right. And know that they're going to have a couple of nights a year where they take a handful of clients to the game. So that's all. And no one's asking you to lose sleep. Just understand that the effect it's going to have on some people.
Who raised y'all? Like, why are y'all so angry all the time?
I don't know.
But, like, it's the holiday. Happy holidays. It's the holiday season. This is my last show of the year. I'm going to try to do, the next 40 minutes without breaking down into tears while gazing into Dan Bernstein's eyes and telling him how much I've loved hanging out with him over the last year.
You haven't even started drinking yet.
I know! Yeah. This whole drinking thing went awry. I told him I wanted to have a drink with him before the show was over, and it's already 5:20. You know you can't be drunk for It's On. I mean, come on. Sterling segment.
Yeah, you got to have your wits about you for It's On.
You can't tarnish It's On with drinks. Come on. All right.
You got to be absolutely at your sharpest. That's like you're
on point.
That's like you're going in and perform neurosurgery if you're listening to It's On. This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop.
You're going to stop talking crazy.
I'm still at the Claremont mentally. I'm sorry. Your one-stop holiday shop for the hottest gifts for everyone. Name brand watches, gift baskets, wireless, sweaters, toys at a fraction of the price. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
This is the Bernstein and Kopp Show. You are a bad guy, and you're listening to 670 The Score. Yeah, you.
Molly here from the Molly and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Was the night before Christmas, and on your TV, two of the worst teams in football will ruin your Christmas glee. That's right, it's Bears and Browns. Will it take a Christmas Eve miracle for the Bears to win even though they're favored? Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Bah humbug!
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. As today marks the annual December solstice, it's now time for my all-winter team. And since this is the shortest day of the year, Ray Knight and Alvin Dark will be our co-managers. The outfield may get nippy with Albert Bell, a.k.a. Mr. Freeze, Ivy Shiver and Nomar Mazara, nicknamed the Big Chill. Ron Say the Penguin will platoon with Ken Reitz, the Zamboni at third, or I might try to strike a balance among the Freezes, Gene, George, and David, and of course, Bill Melton. Bill White of Pittsburgh's Alleghenies fame is at shortstop, and if I play JT Snow at first, it would perfectly position Ski Melio at second. Righties Jesse and Clarence Winters will pitch, the catcher Steve Christmas, of course, and southpaw Derek Holland. The Dutch Oven reminds us that this is all part of the Hot Stove League. I'm Boomer Esiason.
This holiday season, Groupon has something for everyone. Because Groupon has gifts for people who like getting stuff and people who like doing stuff. People who like cookware and people who like restaurants. People who like headphones and people who like concerts. People who like staying in and people who like going out. People who like relaxing in front of a new TV and people who like relaxing at a high-end spa. So whether they like getting stuff or doing stuff, you can find the perfect gift on Groupon. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo. Plus, no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Celebrate over 20 years of America's biggest rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Live in concert, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 28th, two shows, 3:30 and 8 p.m. at Allstate Arena. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or charged by phone. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, Chicagoland, switch to Sprint and get the best price for unlimited. $25 per month per line and get the fifth line free. These days, all networks are great, so don't let a 1% difference in network reliability cost you twice as much. Stop by your local Sprint store, call 1-800-SPRINT-1 or go to Sprint.com/unlimited. After 131.19, pay $38 per month per line with autopay. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming compared to national carrier rates for fully featured unlimited plans. Carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums use rules and restrictions apply.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8 Active 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the GS8 Active, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/holiday deals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line. $17.71 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
And a good afternoon. It's 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal, and the first four games between the two teams have been decided by one goal. The Wolves host Rockford in a rematch that's coming up on Saturday, December 30th at the Allstate Arena. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Some wacky happenings and news from the world of baseball today. There was briefly a report from Barstool Sports that Yu Darvish was signing with the Cubs, but then came an avalanche of denials, including from Darvish himself. There was also the admission by former player Daryl Strawberry saying that his sex addiction was so abundant that he used to bring women into the clubhouse in between innings for some meet and greets of sorts. And then there are the Orioles, who were said to want to trade Manny Machado by this week, but apparently have decided another time down the road will be a better time. Pro football, neither Josh Sitton or Sherrick McManus practiced for the Bears today. And in hockey, in the AHL this afternoon, the Wolves winning again, six straight for them as they defeat Grand Rapids 5-4. You've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
I'm Greg Webb. It's your last chance to get zero for 72 months, plus 1,000 bonus cash on
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on. Oh,
it's on.
It's on, okay? It's on.
Once again, it's on.
Well, it's going to be on pretty soon because you got Cavs and Bulls tonight. And since Ohio's in that weird Eastern time zone thing.
Why is it weird? It's just Eastern time.
But they're like one.
It's not like Indiana. No, yeah, but Indiana's got the weird little carve-out thing where sometimes it is, sometimes, you know.
I feel like it should be on Central Time.
No, Ohio's.
Yeah, you know, give them to the East.
They're fine.
6 o'clock.
And if J.R. Smith is not going to play, he said, I'm too frightened of Nikola Mirotic and his beard and the little weird dance that he does with Robin Lopez with their beard thingy. So instead, it's going to be Channing Frye in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I think the Bulls lose tonight to a motivated Cleveland Cavaliers team and a motivated LeBron James, but that's what I'll be watching tonight. What you got?
I'm going to be watching that and flipping to Hawks Stars, who always seem to play entertaining games against each other. And that's
because that Mike Modano is a really nice player.
Stop it! It is a 7:30 start, so you get you'll be able to stagger it nicely.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have late hockey practice pickup tonight, so I'll be able to get dinner going and hang out and watch some sports on television.
Fellas, what do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, I can't wait to watch Joey Neuendijk and the boys taking on the Hawks tonight, right? How deep can we go? Darian Hatcher? How many more old, like, 90 stars can we go?
Sergei Zubov?
There you go.
Video game Jason.
Yeah, right? Really. Yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is.
Madonna was like the only 100 NHL 94. Brett Hull.
Yari Laitinen.
Yeah, Brett Hull had a run there.
Yeah, was it Laitinen?
No, Laitinen was relatively recent.
But he was a star, though, right?
Yeah, he was.
He's a Dallas star. Oh, you going to take it back to the Minnesota North Stars days?
Oh, like, I'm too
Dino
young.
Cicerelli? Dino.
What was the Cicerelli song? Who had the Cicerelli song?
Probably Les. I don't know who had it. Yeah,
that would make plenty of sense.
I don't know.
What else you got?
Tonight, for me, big night in the neighborhood. If I told you guys about the OGC since I've
moved. Yeah, you know me. No.
The Old Guys Coffee Club. No. Every Sunday morning that meets across the street, the driveway across from mine. It's the annual bar crawl that I got invited to tonight. So it's me and a bunch of old men walking around downtown Arlington Heights this evening.
The old guys? How old? What constitutes old? Like my age? My
balls
I would say. I would say that I'm probably the youngest by about 25 years.
You know, it's good for you. Those are like, it's like my guys at the gym.
Dude, I learned more about my house from them than anything else. Oh, so-and-so lived here and had issues with this.
Not just that. You learn more, way more important things than that.
Knowledge is
Hang
power.
Out with old guys. They know more than you do. They've experienced more than you have.
That's why I'm going to go over to Augusta and Monticello and hang out with Bill.
Careful.
And then go over and hang
it's
out
a
with
trap.
Yeah, Thomas and his boys and try not to catch a domestic violence.
Nope.
Yeah, try not to catch a DV charge from those boys.
The Old Guys Coffee Club, and then they do a bar crawl. So,
and the bar crawl, half of it involves like literally going to the fourth floor of one building, taking the elevator down to the first floor to the other bar because they don't feel like walking around in the cold.
At that age, that's a crawl.
They've earned it. They've earned it at that age.
And how did you get recruited?
I kid you not. I moved in on a Saturday. Like, we did our moving all on a Saturday. We closed on Friday, moved on Saturday. And as I'm hour six or whatever it is of moving crap, a guy walks by or walks up to the front porch. He's like, who's the owner here? Like, my dad's carrying stuff. My mom's carrying stuff. Wife's carrying stuff. And I'm like, oh, I just bought the place. Me and my wife. Coffee tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, driveway across the street. I'm like, I guess I'll be there.
Really?
And it's been a blast ever since.
Pretty cool of them.
Yeah, though, it's good to have
initiated
neighbors that do neighbor things.
Yeah, that's dope. That's nice.
A lot different than what I was used to in the city, at least.
Of course. Of course it is. So that's
See,
pretty
my
cool.
Neighborhood
rise
had
to neighborhood.
My neighborhood has had, but it's more been the ladies on the block that'll have the occasional...
Walk around.
They go out and have a few and hang out. Yeah.
It's important to know who's around you and who lives close to you.
Must be nice. I know two neighbors.
Well, it's a little bit different for us. Yeah.
Why?
Because, man, you don't want people in your business like that. Yeah. You guys like to have your windows open and no curtains so everybody can look right through your crib. It's just different. Two Americans, like I told you.
Everything to hide.
There's nothing to
Walking
hide.
Around
it's
in
just,
my underpants. I mean, if anybody wants to look at it, go ahead.
I didn't even know that he was one of those families where you could just look straight through their
I
house.
Just want to make sure my Amazon doesn't get taken.
That's it. That's it. And by that, he means his Fire Stick. He's not talking about some voluptuous woman walking through his apartment or anything like that. Tony, what you watching tonight?
I am a basketball fiend, so I'll be tuned into
Before
Boston.
I became a teen. Not the microphone, just had a cone's ice cream.
Don't let him get you off your game.
Boston Knicks and Utah San Antonio. I'm definitely interested in Donovan Mitchell. That dude's balling.
Yeah.
He's balling. So, and then after that, the siblings want to start Game of Thrones. I have seen it, so we will start binging that.
Nice. There it is. There it is. See?
And speaking of television
productive
shows,
evening.
You're always asking me about TV. You know, why don't you watch any TV shows? There has mm-hmm. there has been a show that I watched. I always watched The Closer. My wife and I watched Kara Sedgwick and in The Closer. And that became a show that spun off from that called Major Crimes, which took a character of Mary McDonnell and then made her the protagonist with a lot of the same supporting characters around it. And it's coming to an end. And spoiler alert, I guess this is it's already aired. So, but her character died last night. And because I was watching, I watched one and there was the next episode. I kind of got hooked on it. I'm like, I didn't know she was going to, I knew the series was coming to an end. But
she said spoiler alert and then immediately said, like, you took no time in between.
She did.
He said spoiler alert and didn't even waste a breath to let someone, like, turn the radio down.
Yeah, the main character's dead.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, I don't watch the show, so 6711, it's BRNSTIN.
She dead.
She dead. Uh-huh. She not here no more.
Heart failure, and she dead. The doctor come out and said, ain't no heart working no more.
Oh, but I'd like to know why.
Why did they kill Sharon Rader? And was it an
accurate
depiction of congestive heart failure? Oh, and what did that have to do with Corey Stringer's death of heat stroke?
I'll hang up and listen for my answer.
Yeah, this is the last, you're an idiot, this is the last show of the year for me, so.
Wow.
Yeah, man. This has been quite the year, though. I've enjoyed hanging with you guys and being in a different time slot. It's been fun to see some of the submissions from the text line, and we got quite the year sports and socially thrown into our laps. And from me to you, Dan, and Shep, and Tanny, who isn't here, and Tony and Brendan, and everybody who's worked on this show, my sincerest of gratitude for rocking with me, because I know that I pose a different element when it comes to sports radio and some of the ways people react to some of the things I have to say and the way I think about things and the experiences that have built me to this point in my career, in my life. So much appreciation to you guys. Much appreciation to everybody out there who has rocked with this show for the last year. We've raised some money for some great causes. We've fought, we've laughed, we've cried, we've done all those things. And I am very, very appreciative of the experience. The only reason I got into this business is because I heard dudes like Dan and Dan McNeil and Terry Boers and Dan Jiggets and Mike North as a kid, Fred Huebner. Hey, Fred, I haven't talked to you.
Fred.
Yeah. Fred has had his own struggles with his health. If you follow him on Facebook, Fred, I've been thinking about you and sent you a couple of notes. Hope you're all good. But these are the guys that I listened to as a kid. And the only reason I wanted to do this is because of the connection that I thought was so cool, that somebody can come through your speakers and snatch you and make these things come out of you, not voluntarily so, whether it be laughter or emotion or anger. And I always wanted to connect on that kind of level. So to you guys, thank you so much for being a part of the crew. And to the listeners out there who have rocked with this show and did so after a legend left, which is never easy. Never, never easy to fill in for somebody, or not fill in, but take over for someone who is an iconic status when it comes to what we do, in Terry Boers. And thank you to Terry for the kind words throughout the year and telling me that, you know, he enjoyed what I was doing, even when there were times where I was like, I don't know, Terry. Thank you to everybody out there. This is the last show of the year. I just wanted to say that, get that off my chest. Thank you for hanging out with us. We're going to keep this thing going. And some days you're going to like it, some days you're not going to like it. But, you know, as Kanye said, you know, everybody feels a way about the show, but at least you feel something. And that's all we ask.
I want to say thank you too, Jason, because as you mentioned, this was, for a lot of reasons, 2017 was a year I'll never forget for a tumultuous year in a lot of ways. And one thing we've tried to do for 5 hours every day is be as honest and real as we possibly can be in this regard.
That's
it. And for all the angry people out there, for all the stick to sports, you don't know, all we do every day is try to figure out the right balance for you. Mm-hmm. And we know we can never be all things to all people. But I also,
you wouldn't like us if we were.
Correct.
Put it like that.
You wouldn't,
because I know what you don't like.
If we tried to be phony, yeah, you would know it, and it would be painful for everybody involved. So I want to thank you, Jay, for providing a perspective, a background, a way of looking at the world that has made this professional experience different for me, and has put it in a little different place in my existence, knowing, and some of it is seeing the reactions of knowing what mm-hmm. people respond to and how they respond and why. But I want to say that I've thought about some things in ways that I haven't thought about it before, and I'm nothing against anybody else I've ever worked with. It's just, we are who we are, right, and we've been who we've been. And it changes some of these perspectives in a time where I know I needed some new perspectives on some things, and or some increased perspectives in certain areas where I always thought I was thinking in certain ways, but I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't. I wasn't understanding them in a way that I should. And it's not it's not any sort of active academic effort here. It's it was just talking and listening, and
that's all this is about. That's all this is about. And I think, you know, I've learned a lot in this last year about things and myself that I knew were there, but never felt, I won't say emboldened or empowered. I just never felt vulnerable enough to empty it all out. So the appreciation is there. If you've hung with us, if you've left and come back, if you've been with us the entire time, it is appreciated, because it's not easy, you know, because let's keep it as real as we've always tried to keep it. I know who I'm talking to on a daily basis. I do. And I know that sometimes people don't want to hear things that make them uncomfortable. And I can dig that too. But I wouldn't be your guy if I didn't give it to you how I felt it. And that's as simple as that. My respect for the listener has always been one with, I have to tell them what my truth is. And you tell me what your truth is. And if we learn something from each other, we keep it moving, whether it be sports or any other thing that we talk about. And I do, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate that conversation, whether it's, you know, filled with vitriol or whether it's an understanding can be had. All the emails, man, I run into people on a daily basis who say, hey, man, don't stop what you're doing. Hell, I run into people in this industry who go, yo, I don't know how you're doing it, but I couldn't get away with it, but appreciate what you're doing. And I sit back and go, why couldn't you? What am I getting away with?
I get a lot of that too. Yeah. Say, boy, if I said something like that, I'm like, it's all right,
but
try it.
But I feel like these are the barriers that break down, and hopefully we pass these things along to our kids to be better than us. So from me to you guys here in the studio and here on the floor, to everybody out there listening, since it is my last show for the year, by the way, for the year.
I told you. Yeah. 10 months.
I knew it
would probably be 10 months. Fondled somebody. He's grabbing right. people in all ways, hey. Like everybody else.
Hey, I knew when they switched him up that Goff was done. No, seriously, though, thank you for listening to this show, and thank you for telling a friend too, because there are people who did not know about the show or thought they would not like the show that have turned out to like the show, and it is in its infancy stages. There's a lot of growing left to do, so we appreciate you growing with us.
This segment brought to you by Davidson Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Get it off the ground before it's too late. Call Davidson for your free idea starter kit. 800-294-7417. 800-294-7417. We will say good evening to Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I don't know what the hell the Bulls are. I really don't know what's going on, and I count myself as a diehard Bulls fan. I think the majority of us were on board with losing and being the worst team in the NBA this year. 7 straight wins is not part of that plan.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You've reached the Holiday Helpline. We turn the holidays into holidays.
Hi, the countdown to Christmas is on, and we still have tons of gifts to cross off our list. Help!
Time's almost up. Get to Old Navy today.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now the entire store is up to 75% off.
Up to 75% off the entire store? I'm on it.
Plus, Old Navy's got amazing last-minute gifts for the whole family for just $3, $4, and $5 in-store and at oldnavy.com. Better hurry, it ends Sunday.
Gifts for $3?
Yep, last chance to turn your holiday into a holiday. Get to Old Navy today. Valid 12/20 to 12/24. Excludes gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only, and 2-day only deals.
Scott Muller here from Muller's Woodfield Acura. I just want to start by saying thank you for such a wonderful year, and that we couldn't be one of Chicago Ann's biggest and best Acura dealers without you. Now, while this year is almost over, it's not too late to get more savings during the Season of Performance event. Shopping with us is more exclusive. Enjoy looking for your new car without the hassle of long lines and large crowds in our spectacular, brand new, state-of-the-art Acura facility. That's the holidays, the Muller way. With Muller's Woodfield Acura, you get more attention to detail. We take the time to take care of all of our customers and make sure their every question is answered and every worry is addressed. So if you're ready to get more for less, then don't miss the Season of Performance event. And let me just say, from the Muller family to yours, we hope you have a happy, healthy holiday season. Visit Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates or online at mullerswoodfieldacura.com. You will not be disappointed.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with our exclusive 365-night guarantee. If you don't feel your Tempur-Pedic mattress is right for you, just return it and get your money back. Shop today, Chicagoland, and get a free Amazon Echo, plus no interest for 72 months. And every Tempur-Pedic is in stock for immediate free next-day delivery guaranteed. If not, your Tempur-Pedic mattress is free. It's where Chicagoland buys Tempur-Pedic.
Art Van Pure Sleep, the great night's sleep store.
See it all and shop it all at artvan.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Attention! We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone that loves entertainment as much as we do.
Well, you're in luck. The Samsung Galaxy S8 is built for entertainment and now available at AT&T, where you can...
And we wanted to have an awesome screen for watching our shows and movies.
Well, the Galaxy S8's Infinity edge-to-edge screen is the best.
We want the latest features, too.
Yeah, like running two apps side-by-side. The Galaxy S8...
And premium entertainment.
Well, with AT&T and DirecTV, you get all that.
And when it comes to graphics, we...
The Galaxy S8 has everything you want. It's the absolute perfect phone for entertainment.
Whoa, chill out, Mr. Announcer Guy. Why didn't you just say so at the beginning of the commercial?
Yeah, I was trying to. Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled, vice balance due. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Limited time offer. See store for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
What a hole!
For this 847 texter, no one is moving on.
It's the last show of the year.
Good luck, Jason. I don't know where you're going, but I really enjoyed listening to you. Don't send me off just yet.
Welcome back, Jason.
Yeah, really, though.
Yeah,
glad to have you back. It's like 4 or 5 years from now. Jeez. Not now.
This
Come
segment
on.
Brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer while you're stocking up on goodies for the holidays. Do your family a favor by picking up an Exergen Temporal Scanner, the number one preferred thermometer of pediatricians. And Transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
I just think that this has been a huge year for Jay because, I mean, you know, at the beginning of it, we're talking about, you know, him being homeless and not having a job.
Right, yeah.
You know, before he came back here, soup line, all that stuff that was going on outside of the two national radio shows that you were doing.
Ain't nothing like a government cheese grilled cheese sandwich, though, boy.
That block cheese.
Oh, yeah, because it ain't going to melt. You can put a blowtorch on that
sandwich. That's all you're going to have.
Oh, man, how you feeling?
I'm good. This is an interesting week for me. This is the first time in my career of doing the nighttime show that I've had 3 remotes in 1 week.
Yeah.
So
one was fatty, too.
Yeah.
So did you try the potato salad?
No, I'm not a potato salad guy.
It's fine. If he doesn't like potato salad.
I had already eaten, so it was like, and then they brought it, and like they offered it to Lance, and Lance was like, I don't eat potato salad. And we were like,
Everything else here was terrific. Yeah. Like, you didn't even need to bring this for us. They, by the way,
plays tonight, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I'm not calling the game tonight.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm decked out, though.
Yeah, obviously. I'm like, man, you might want to get over there, right?
Yeah, they just signed a point guard from New Zealand, too, that apparently is going to be eligible to play on January 2nd.
Wow. Well, news here, too, from Casey Johnson. Tyronn Lue is sick. Larry Drew is going to coach the Cavs.
Oh, the Bulls got a chance. That's what I must know.
There it is. Cliffs.
Yeah. They got themselves a chance.
LeBron, come here for a second.
What should we be doing?
Hey, Larry Drew. Run that play
where you go to the basket.
Great guy. Nice guy. But Larry ain't got time. Larry ain't got, I think in his Atlanta experience.
What's he doing?
I'm just saying, his Atlanta experience and his Milwaukee experience, from what I know, Larry is just one of those dudes like, hey man, y'all run whatever the hell y'all want to run, because y'all ain't going to listen to me anyway. I ain't going to waste my damn breath on y'all. I got a child of y'all age. You know, Larry Drew the second is, he was a very good point guard at North Carolina. Don't know what he's doing these days, but
Is NBA assistant like the best job in sports?
Without question.
Because you don't have to do a ton. There's no responsibility at all. Like, if you're...
And you party like you're still in the NBA.
I would say maybe first base coach, too. But because if you're the third base coach, you can get hung out to dry.
Yeah, first base coach is like, give me your little plastic hand protector thing.
You got to time the pitcher's throw over. Yeah.
Back!
Yeah, that's about it.
Back! All right, pay me.
And NFL assistants don't sleep.
At all. Because you gotta be there after the coach is there and get there before he gets there to show that you're coachy enough.
And empty your spit cup all the time.
Yeah, and hockey assistants are out there on the ice with guys and doing all that stuff.
And it's hockey.
Right, you're not getting paid anything. Yeah, you're making like 40 grand a year.
Right. Wow. Well, there it is. They'll be looking for you tomorrow on the solo show. There.
I'm right here.
Right here for you.
You want my blood?
All right. Say the damn thank yous, man.
The damn thank yous go to our guests, Matt Miller and Joe Cowley. Was that it? I think it was.
Yeah, that's all we needed today.
All right. It's just us tomorrow. We're going to be joined by Steve Berkowitz to give us more specifics on what apparently is going to be the college sports tax apocalypse.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. I want to thank our video coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
And one thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay?
Oh. Kiss of death.
Yeah, we all got our stories of the first boy we kissed. And mine was Papa John. All right, our executive producer, Nikki the Kid, Nick Shepkowski.
Happy holidays. As you now know, the big baller has created his own league. You tell me I ain't looking toward the future? Yes, I am. I'm doing something that would have should have been done a long time ago, giving these guys what they worth. And like I said, the JBA is a heck of a league, and it's going to be one of the most exciting ever to be a part of this. To show me that you got some support, email us at jbaleague.com.
That's not the way you want to roll it out.
And you could have just kept your kid in school until you had this thing up and... Never mind. You know, we're going to talk about that a little bit on tonight's show.
You should. Just want to know where the revenue is going to come from. Who's going to watch?
I've got a donor for him. Well, I've got a guy that's throwing good money after bad. Perhaps this might be a better investment.
Better do it before December 31st.
Yeah, I guess.
Even though he's probably going to set it up as a not-for-profit. LeVar, who knows?
And Englewood's finest, my main man, Tony Gill.
Don't you know he's telling everybody that he's going to be the next head coach of the Bears? And I said, I didn't know that. He goes, trust me. That's what I've been hearing.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears fire John Fox and promote Dowell Loggins to be the team's new head coach.
All right, that's enough. Big voice guy's been, wait, he's in the holiday eggnog.
Is
already.
That what Greg Gabriel was saying?
Yeah,
though?
Apparently Dowell Loggins has been telling people he's going to be the next head coach.
Oh, he's got a little Crane Kenny in him, doesn't he? Just walking around announcing things?
Someone get Patton Oswalt on the line.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Nathan Lane.
For Dan Bernstein, Brian Gertsch, Nick Shepkowski, and Tony Gill, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you so much for the year that you have provided and connecting and hanging out with us. Dan will be solo tomorrow.
Hello!
Anthony Heron for the rest of next week. Thank you so much. Lawrence Holmes coming up next. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I don't know what the hell the Bulls are. I really don't know what's going on. And I count myself as a diehard Bulls fan. And the majority of us were on board with losing and being the worst team in the NBA this year. Seven straight wins is not part of that plan.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Tempur-Pedic is the number one mattress in America, and Chicagoland buys it at Art Van Pure Sleep, the Midwest number one mattress store. Only Art Van Pure Sleep has an exclusive diagnostic sleep test that fits you to the right Tempur-Pedic for your body and your budget at the lowest price. And Art Van Pure Sleep will back it up with a